You know, it's pretty simple, but you know, usually when we go to the Contact Us page, what it has is name of company, address, phone number, fax, email connection, that's it. It doesn't even say call us. Or even worse, you click on the Contact Us and an email pops up so that you can send them an email. There's no phone number on the page.
Or there's just a form and no contact information.
No contact, just a form. It doesn't even say anything. And, it's, again, 27 fields that take you half an hour to fill out. I mean, it's just, it's an inanity. It's crazy. Like every other page on your site, you want to talk to people. You want to welcome people. You want to tell them what this page is about. And essentially what I say you should say on this page is, you know, thank you for visiting the site. I hope you've got some useful things. I hope you've downloaded the report and learned about this and et cetera, et cetera. And I certainly hope there's a chance to talk with you and see if we can help you in your business. If you feel that the information in this site gives you a good sense of how I work and you'd like to explore working with me, here's how I start working with people. So sort of a basic preamble like that. And then you say, then tell people what happens between the time they pick up the phone and you actually start working with people. And I'm not, again, talking about six pages. I'm talking about two or three simple paragraphs. You know, the first thing you do when you call is they'll simply find out a little bit more about your business, some of the issues that you're facing, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If we feel there's some kind of a fit, then we set up another appointment, either by phone or in person, and in which we do such and such and so and so. At that point, if we feel it makes sense to go further, we do a proposal, blah, 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 and then we do such and such. The first meetings, of course, are complimentary, so please feel free to give me a call, send an email, or fill in the brief form below, and I'd love the opportunity to talk with you. So it's very gracious, and it lets people know what's happening. The reason you do this, Bill, is because it is scary to call an independent professional service provider. You don't know what's going to happen. What are they going to charge you right away? Is it like are you on the clock immediately? Are they going to high pressure you? And if you tell them what your basic process is, it puts them at ease. Very simple. And so that's all you need to have. You have three or four simple paragraphs about how it is you start working with people, and then you go from there. You know, my site is a little, I'll put that up as an example as well, is a little bit different because I send out, you know, e-zines to 40,000 people every week, and I don't work with people one-on-one. I try to limit a little bit the email that comes through. I tell people, number one, I can't answer your marketing questions by email. It's just not possible. Otherwise, I'd be consulting by email all day long. People do it anyway, but I just couldn't do it. I say, if you have questions about any services on the site, I'd be happy to answer it. If there's any basic questions I can answer, I'd love to hear from you, et cetera, et cetera. But then I also say, because I've got so many of these, if you're contacting me about this, please don't.
Oh, yeah, so I remember that.
I tell people, I'll tell you what I say. You know, I just had to do this. You know, most people, you don't have to worry about this, but I'm just bringing it up. And I also say you can contact me by phone at this number. However, it may take a day or two to get back to you, as I'm usually booked up. The form below is your best communication method, etc. And then I say, please don't send me emails if you fall into the categories below. Students, I do not provide free marketing plan examples. You know, I used to get like six of those a day. Business opportunities, I'm not interested. Nigerian money scams, please go elsewhere. You get those, Bill?
Yes.
You know, for anyone that doesn't know, you know, I'm a poor, deposed dictator of a company. I have $60 billion in the bank. I'd love to give you half of it, you know, please. And people used to fill these in on my form. It was amazing. You need a marketing agent in the U.S. Sorry, it's not what I do. Website optimization services, no thanks. Link exchanges, not interested. So I let people know that stuff, and still I get people basically spamming me through my form. So I just wanted to mention that. So, you know, if you really want this contact us page to be customized for your particular business.
Well, something that you said about this contact page that really resonated with me, because I was just on a conference call with Ike Krieger, who is a member of your Info Guru Forum, and he was doing a conference call, which several of us were able to join for free today, and he was talking about qualifying and the kinds of questions that he talks to somebody about right at the beginning of a conversation to qualify whether they're actually going to have the sales conversation or not.
Right.
And it seems to me that your contact page is doing that. You're
yes,
kind
it
of
is.
Saying, look, here's what we're going to do. When you get on the phone, I'm going to have a conversation with you, and I'm going to want to know this, this, and this, and you're going to want to talk about this, and we're eventually going to get to here. And it seems to me that, you know, if we took Ike Krieger's, you know, script, essentially, and put it on that contact page, that or whatever it happens to be for us,
yes,
you know, that our procedure, then when the person calls us, if they've actually read that page, we may have a much easier time dealing with them when they call.
Yeah, they'll be ready. They'll have read things. They'll have downloaded things. They'll have known what they know what they want. And, you know, you're trying to do everything you can to give people a sense of what it's like to work with you, what you do, what happens, so that you're easy to approach. You're making it easy to work with you. And if you look at a lot of sites, look, just go to the web, go to Google, put in management consultant, put coach, put any kind of professional service business. You'll come up with website after website after website that seems to be fighting to push you away. No kidding. You go to the contact page, there's nothing there. The About Us page is dry and boring. The Services page is long and rambling. There's no information about who you work with, and you go, I don't think so. And probably 75 to 80% of professional services websites are like that. I'm not kidding. That high percentage. So if you do all the things that we've been talking about, you're going to have a web page that is at a whole different level. You know, people call me. I got a call the other day and says, it was like I went to your webpage and I'm so excited. I mean, I all these things that you offer and these downloads and et cetera, and you know, I'm so appreciative of you putting this out there. He just wanted to call to praise me because the website made such a contribution. They ended up buying the manual, et cetera. And that's the kind of response you can get with a quality website. And, you know, even though we're talking about this in great detail, when it really comes down to it, the basic format, the information is simple, it's clear, there's an approach that does work to this, and you can follow this and make it work for yourself. Let me just do one last thing. So don't forget, there's the action plan for the page. You know, read the information in the PDF before you start, visit the samples, start it yourself, do a first draft, and when you've got a decent first draft that you're happy with, then we sort of cycle back to the beginning and go to the home page, and you're going to find the home page a whole lot easier to do now that you've done everything else. It'll be a slam dunk.